Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schos l'nishmas of Avram Dov, Be'er ben David, Bala Bas Ayin. Today is his yahrzeit. In a recent shir, we spoke about the Chazal and the pasuk Toirei Zov Naaselach im Nekudos Hakosef. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. And this is a remez, Toirei Zav is a remez that the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jews were zocha to these Toirei Zav. That was the Bizis Hayam. These lines of gold, which Chazal tell us mean Tamei Amikra. So we'd like to understand what that means, the trap brought by the Nefesh HaChaim. And this is going to be based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. So, Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Futner explained on the Pasuk Vahirdam and Nefesh Chaya that Uncle says, the Ruach Memalala, the man was a speaking being. This means is that it also says that there was a Nefesh Chaya for Chayas and Behemoths. So what's unique about the Nefesh Chaya of man? That's what Uncle has came to explain, the Ruach Memalala. The man can speak intelligently. And the Mahalach is as follows. The Iker difference between a living being and Tzemeach, vegetation, is that a living being has chofesh hatnu'a. A living being has freedom of movement. Can move from place to place. Tzemeach can't move. All he has is tznua v'mekomo. All he can do is move in place. That's when it grows, but it doesn't move from place to place. Doimeim, in contrast, has no movement at all. Now, in the words B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu, Rashi explains Koyach HaSeichel, that we're like Hashem and that we have Seichel. Now, without the Koyach HaDibur, the Seichel of man would lack movement from place to place, and every svar would die in his mind. Wouldn't that be a terrible, terrible thing? Have an idea you want to express, and it's just there in your mind, and you can't express it. Somebody says, all right, I'll write it down. Let's say a person can't write either. So there'd be no moving for this idea, we'd just die. Writing is a form of speech. You're speaking through the words you write down. So it emerges then that the Koach HaDibur to the Seichel HaAdam is the Koach HaTznua of the Seichel. So movement of man's Seichel. What's the movement of man's Seichel? The movement of man's Seichel is his speech. Goes from his mind to a new place. And that's what the pasuk says. Vayhi Adam, Adam dafka, dehainu makom ha-dimayon shebo el halemala, hatzalmenu kidmutenu, shukoach ha-secher. Adam hazeh hu shenaasa le-nefesh chaya. Pasuk says that man will be. Who's man? Man is in the image of God. That's the Koach HaSeichel. So this man will become a Nefesh Chaya. In other words, this Koach that becomes a nefesh chaya, a moving being. And this movement is meskayim b'korach hadibur. So that's the oimek divrei onkelos, ruach memalala. What's the ruach memalala? Nefesh chaya means that he's like a baal chaya. Baal chaya can move. Human being can also move. But what's unique about a human being? What's unique about a human being is that he has intellect. B'tzalmenu k'dimusenu v'yodam l'nefesh chaya. So what's the expression of man's nefesh chaya? The expression of man's nefesh chaya is the fact that he can speak, because that takes his sechel. It's b'tzalmenu k'dimusenu, the man with the expression of his humanity, his godly image, which is his seichel. Now his seichel can move. So just like a nefesh chaya, as an animal moves around physically, so to our nefesh chaya moves around spiritually. What's that movement? Speech. That's why Ruach Memal Onkelos says speech, because our seichel is able to be conveyed to others. Our seichel is given movement. However, we find darges darges b'mahus tenuas haseichel. We find various levels in the essence of the movement of the intellect. Deeper things remain inside. Not only that, but Kapi Malad says, "Vayirat Hashem al Har Sinai vayidaber." So, when Hashem descended upon Har Sinai, and he spoke, but the Tamei HaTorah remained with Hashem. Like Rashi writes in Shir HaShirim Aleph Beis, that in the meantime, Hashem hasn't revealed to us the deeper reasons for the Torah. But we are promised that one day He will. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yishakenu Minishika Ispiu, the Tamei HaTorah. He's Megala to us the Tamei HaTorah. One day Hashem is going to reveal that to us. Ava beintayim nisharu hadvarim b'fiv. But in the meantime, they remain in his mouth. In the future, he's going to reveal to us the Tamei HaTorah. But in the meantime, they remain in his mouth, without movement, outside of his mouth. Kiviyachol, obviously, she doesn't have a mouth. But that's the Yishakenim and Ashikas Piyu. Udvarim kelu ne'emar t'nai, she'en mosrim ala lechacham u'mevin mida'ato. Klomar, she'yidalek me'atzmo etel ha'shomea, al yedei rimazim v'rashay frakim. וכך היה נראה גם כן כל מחשבה ואולי תכונת נפש החיה הרוח ממעלה שבו. In the meantime, they remain in God's mouth, they're not moving out, and there's a condition that secrets are only given, the Gemara says in Chagiga, to a chacham u'mevin midaito. In other words, he hears allusions and hints, and is able to interpret it himself. And so appeared every machshava, so every machshava would appear. In other words, it would just remain inside. If not for the Ruach Chaya, the Ruach Memalala. If not for the Ruach Memalala, every Machshav would remain inside. So again, we have Hashem's Yishakenim and Ashikos Piyu, that in the future he's going to be Magala Tamei Torah. In the meantime, they're inside of him. When you give over Tamei Torah, when you give over the Pnimius, it has to just be illusions. It stays with you, a lot of it, and the person has to figure it out on its own. And if not for the power of speech, then all of our thoughts would remain inside of us. So just like with God, it remains with Him. His ta'amim remain with Him. So to man, on a higher level of seichel, his ta'amim also remain with Him. He doesn't completely give it over to others. On the night of the 15th, What came out to the world? The Adam Atem, man, Klal Yisrael. His Yitzia B'Koach HaDibur HaMiuchad, the Adam DiKedusha, right? The man was born on the 15th. Knesset Yisrael, Atem Kriyim Adam. That was born on the 15th. And that was when we had Pesach, the speaking mouth. And on that night, we were zochet to revelations of the future. And already there was a gilui of the Korach HaDibur, and the lechem she'onam alav dvarim harbeh. Take the matzah, and we speak a lot on this night. B'sikri Yitzis Mitzrayim, Hallel, that's on the night of the 15th. Shvi Shal Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megale, all the Pnimius HaKavana, you covered up a power, and you get covered with power. That's the Gilui of covered of Hashem Yimach Olam Vada, the future. We say in Shiras Hayam. And then there was Ochet Etchias HaMeisim, Tiviyemu V'Siteimu. You bring us, you plant us, we grow, Tchias HaMeisim. Being in Beis HaMikdash, like we talk about in Az Yashir, Nevei Kachecha, the Kachecha, and Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Vo'ed, that's on the 21st, that's Pnimius HaKavana. It started with the 15th, the beginning of the Gilui Korach HaDibur, and then it continued even higher on the 21st in Kriyas Yamsuf. There was the Kavod HaBepara, the Kavod Hashem, the Tachlis, Kavod Shemayim, Tchias HaMeisim, Tiviyemu Siteimu, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, until Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Vo'ed. Now both the nekudos, the dots under the words, and the ta'amim, are called tnuos. Like you have something called a tnua katana, tnua gedola. You have different types of vowels. That's called a tnua. Tnua is a vowel. Chirik, chaser, a segel, a pasach, and a kometz katan, and a kibbutz. Are tnua katanas, and others that are tnua gedolas. So that's all when you're dealing with the dots, those types, and then you're also, it's also called a tnua. It's also a type of movement. Ta'amim, the trap. Tlisha ktana, tlisha gdola, zarka, kadma v'yazla, pazer. I remember studying this when I was studying for my bar mitzvah. And it had no meaning for me. Just I knew the song. It's repeated over and over again. Kadma v'yazla, Azla Geresh, Gereshayin, Darga Sivir. Anyway, all of these are movements. So the vowelization are movements. The dots are different types of movements. As are the tamim. They're also named after movements. Kadmavi Azla, go forward. Pazer, spread out. Tlisha, detach. These are all types of movements. Now in the Gemara Gula and Kriyas Yamsuf, we're reaching the Shlemus Koach HaDibur L'Adam B'Tzelem Elokim. The power to express with his words the deepest Seicha with what they saw Al Hayam. And that's with the Shira that reveals the deeper, the Shira is a song, poetry, that reveals the deeper feeling of the heart, all of this sweetness. Thus mein Teirei Zov Nasalach in Mikudes HaKosef. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people these Torah Zav and these Nekudas HaKesef. The Torah Zav is Bizis Hayam. The Nekudas HaKesef we saw as Bizis Mitzrayim, the booty of Mitzrayim. And that's what moved man to be able to express what was inside of his soul, this beautiful song, this beautiful poetry. So what's the Torah Zav? The Rezav are the Ta'amim, shrub, the music. It's one type of tsinua, that's one type of external expression and movement. And then the nekudas hakesef are the nekudas, the dots. Bezis Mitzrayim. And that also, these dots are also tsinuas, are also movements. Again, movements in the sense of speech. But one's speech moves one's thoughts to someone else. And we started on a lower level of nekudas hakesef. There was no shira on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we got the Torah Zav. We were able to express the shira of Zav and kesef. With the ta'amim, with the song, with the deeper meaning. וזהו כל עסק בקריאת ים סוף עם מרכבות פרות ורכבו, ומה שכתוב ועשר את אופן מרכבותיו. כל זהו העולה, והזה לעומת זה של המתנגד ליציאת האדם. הוא סילוק כוח התנוע מהאויב הזה. שגם בקדושה נזכרה מעשה מרכבה באופנים וחיות מתנסים בדרך שפחם. So that's why we're so busy at Kriyas Yamsuf with the chariots of Paro. Who cares about his chariots? Who cares that Vayaser as often Markavosa they lost their wheels? The answer is this is the Zeh Le'umat Zeh. They don't want Adam to be expressed. They don't want us to have our movement, our tenuah. In the Mela, they lost their tznua, zeh l'umah zeh. They don't have them. We received our movement, our vowelization, our dots, our ta'amim, our human expression. No expression without the dots and shrup, as we saw in the previous year. How would you pronounce the letter if not for the dots? What would the word mean if you just said it dryly? It's the niggun that gives over the deeper meaning, so they wanted to prevent our movements. Their movement was lost. And in Kedusha, we also talk about the Merkava, the Ofanim, the angels. They're elevating themselves, they're moving with their Shivcham and their path of praise. And therefore, now we have this Chidush of Koyach HaBitui V'Tznua, this expression, this movement of Dibur, of man. Comes out of Mitzrayim and his skula, his special quality, to be motzi his kochos el agilui, to express his kochos, to reveal his kochos. And that's through the sweetness of these divine revelations. Not only that, but this movement goes to the end of time. Hashem yimloch lo'olam vo'ed. And what causes this great movement is the Simcha Rava, L'chon Yeshiva, the Simcha Rava of Yom Ruchulam. And the Sisayrus Apnimis has the koach to bring one to the end of days. As I'll say, Sanhedrin Sadi Aleph on the base. Mishama Shira today is going to say Shira in the future also. So we should be zochet to connect to this shira, this great expression of the highest level of man, of his neshama, of his koach hadibur, the highest level of dibur is shira, the gilui hata'amim, revealing the deeper reasons, the deeper meaning, deeper meanings of Hashem's gvur, of Hashem's nisim, and ultimately that leads to the Hashem Yimloch Leilam Voids. No. Haram Hayim Sukkim Eil Baruch Hashem. And we will continue our series of Shiurim Mirtz Hashem. And Yanei Pesach B'Li Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.